Colorado voters approved the use of medical marijuana back in 2000. Now they're being asked to approve its recreational use. This is actually the second time a legalization question has appeared on the ballot. A similar measure failed 6 years ago.
Adults who are 21 and older should be able to make the choice to use marijuana responsibly if that's what they prefer.
Mason DeVirch is the co-director of the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
It's objectively less harmful than alcohol, and there's really no logical reason why we should be punishing them for making that choice.
Possession of marijuana is against both state and federal law, and DeVirch argues that teens can already access the drug easier than tobacco and alcohol. He says legalization would reduce crime by bringing what's an underground industry into the light.
We're forcing people to get marijuana from illegal sources that might have other illegal products. Should we control and regulate this product and make sure that it's being sold properly and produced properly? And by taking marijuana out of the underground market and putting it behind a counter, we can make it harder for teens to get their hands on it.
The black market will not go away.
Calvina Fay heads the national nonprofit Save Our Society from Drugs, based in St. Petersburg, Florida. Her group is funding efforts to defeat Amendment 64 and similar initiatives in Oregon and Washington State.
There is a ton of research out there to show that marijuana is linked to mental illnesses, is linked to respiratory problems, is linked to cancer. For anybody to claim it's a safe drug, first of all, it's a big fat lie.
Even with the state Democratic Party supporting the amendment, a growing number of groups, towns, and high-profile individuals, including Governor John Hickenlooper, have taken a stance against the effort.
The folks that I know in public safety, and especially in youth addictions, social services, are very concerned about this and feel that even just legalizing small amounts of marijuana opens the door to much greater usage among young people. It's almost like telling them that it's just fine.
While opposed, the governor does say it's unfair to burden someone with a felony record for a minor marijuana transgression. That's why the Colorado Criminal Defense Bar backs the amendment. Executive Director Dan Schoen says current marijuana laws unfairly target certain populations.
Well, if you look at the arrest profile, it has a significant minority skew. The differential in policing amongst minorities is a particular concern of ours.
But Calvina Fay, with Save Our Society from Drugs, says passage of 64 would cause problems that advocates aren't even bringing up, such as impacting businesses and hiring, since marijuana is still classified as a Schedule I drug federally.
It will have an impact on employers, not only from the standpoint they'll have more impaired workers in their workplace. It would actually give employees the right to legally pursue an employer that took action against them because they failed a drug test.
No state has ever passed a law to legalize marijuana recreationally. Jenny Bowser is a senior fellow with the nonpartisan National Conference of State Legislatures in Denver. She tracks ballot initiatives across the country.
There have been 7 popular votes on legalizing marijuana over the years, starting with California in 1972. Alaska voters have seen it on their ballot twice. Colorado voters have seen it before. We saw it back in 2006, and it's been on the ballot twice in Nevada as well.
41% of Colorado voters supported marijuana legalization last time around, and a recent Denver Post poll puts current support of the amendment at 51%. Even so, Bowser says it's not clear if this election cycle will help the measure.
It's absolutely true that you get more people voting in a presidential election year than an off year. It's also true that the presence of a controversial measure on the ballot on any topic increases turnout by a few points.
In addition to legalizing small amounts of marijuana for those over the age of 21, Amendment 64 would also require state lawmakers to pass an excise tax on marijuana and allow for the creation of retail establishments. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.